As you stand at camp, surveying your surroundings, it occurs to you to do a brief inventory of your possessions. So often things will come by you that you have little time to appreciate or inspect, given the often arousing, hectic life out there. And so, standing there in a peaceful place, protected by defensive measures and the nature of your hidden camp, gentle footfalls take you to a large wooden chest. One hand laid on the soft, grained surface. A slow movement, the faintly creaking hinges, perhaps in need of a little oil. And inside, an erratic jumble of objects. A change of clothing, a pouch or two of valuable currency, the gems of the realm. And vials and bottles aplenty. Most are clearly labeled. The few that are not, you can remember their origins, or perhaps you have partaken of them before, and therefore can intuit what they might do. One catches your eye. Obtained from a traveling merchant a short time ago, you had not had time to test its effects, and he insisted he did not have much left. Perhaps on that occasion you were a soft sell. His insistence was that the potion would make you stronger, would make you faster, and simply irresistible. Drawing in the most discerning, aroused, and interesting of women, who will find you, never say no, and desire pleasure whenever you do. The offer did seem too good to be true. And so, rather than down the potion right there, it had occurred to you to bring it home and drink it safely, in a place where any deleterious effects could wear off before you go complain for your money back, or, if it works, place an order for more. So, with some trepidation, you take the potion vial, a simple glass thing. Swirling the contents and inspecting them. What is in the bottle is blue as the sky. And it moves even when the bottle is being held still, as if sloshing energetically. This is not so unusual. And so the bottle is uncorked without too much delay. Licking your lips, bringing it to them. And tilting the mixture into your mouth. It doesn't taste like much of anything. It's easy to swallow, but the lack of flavor leaves you dubious about its effects. Perhaps rightly so, for little seems to happen. You stand there waiting, but any lingering warmth or feelings in your body seem to have been a mere placebo effect, now allowed to fade. Discarding the empty bottle back into the chest with its cork pushed in, you make a mental note to confront that traveling merchant if he dares show his face around here again. And with that out of the way, and disappointment that the miracle elixir was not what it promised, you wend your way slowly toward your bed. A simple enough affair. A light down blanket that can be pulled over your form. Comfortable enough. And settling into it. And pulling yourself tightly beneath the covers. Then, and only then, removing your comfortable clothing. And pushing it out into a loose pile next to the bed. You'll change and wash them in the morning. In the now. It is very soothing to simply allow your eyes to close, your mind to flicker gradually off, and perhaps to envision the punishments you will visit upon that man if he shows up here again. Consciousness is a slowly fading process, but as it drains away, Your breathing deepens, and the relaxing physiological effects of a peaceful, soothing sleep overtake you. Depth of breathing, slowing of pulse, the closed heaviness of eyes and limbs, a descent down toward a place of peaceful repose where the body can recover unmolested by the trials of the day. But then, from out of that darkened, peaceful, sleepy, drowsy place, there's a sensation, difficult to place at first for a mind that was slowly going to sleep, and is now slowly rising up. Eyes fluttering open, but still unaccustomed to the dark, even with the stars and moon overhead. Trying to place the feeling, it's definitely warmth. Perhaps you're too warm beneath the covers. But at that moment, you notice the covers no longer cover your feet, your legs. They are discarded next to you. Did you throw them off while sleeping? Only then, as your mouth opens in startlement at the awareness of a presence, does something slide between your lips, thick, warm. Involuntarily, your tongue moves as you attempt to make some vocalization, only to feel a familiar spurting in your mouth. You lick your lips instinctively, and that same, almost tasting of nothing viscosity from right before you went to rest flows down your throat. Your lips struggle as you attempt to pull your head backward, only to find a sudden, firm gripping around your cock. Your nudity in bed a disadvantage, as, whoever your nocturnal visitor is, they have you, and are stroking fairly firmly. Your eyes, by now, have adjusted. Your lips have, by now, unthinkingly latched on, more intensely suckling at her, and an effort to remove them is taking all of your mental focus in these moments immediately following your wakefulness, the grogginess in your body seeming to descend more heavily over your limbs the more you drink deeply, and in that act of drinking deeply of her, you get a moment to inspect her more deeply too, looking up to see a tall figure, unnaturally tall, thin, svelte, with high, voluptuous breasts that you are now on the receiving end of. Your awareness of her height is only because you can peek around her shoulder and see one of her legs raised up, flexibly resting against her buttocks, seen over her because she's arching over you in order to better press her nipple deeply into your throat, and her nipples, both the one you are suckling and the one on the massive breast next to your head, are long, dripping with milk. Which you realize at that moment is both what you drank before and what you are drinking of now. Your awareness spreads, knowing every inch of your surroundings, acutely aware of your nudity and her access. Access to your exposed, waiting form. There for her to run her long nails across, leaving small red lines in the wake of her fingernails, leaning in, her nipple slowly disengaging from your mouth and pulling away, leaving you suckling at the air or still engaged in the muscle memory of wanting to fasten on again to her huge, arousing teats. Her eyes glare at you now, hungrily, and there is a hunger. Her hands trail down your stomach, done with mere teasing, making a beeline for your cock. Already rigid from this exposure, or perhaps partly from what you have consumed, and for what is consuming you. flesh warm and aroused in the wake of her sudden, intrusive, amazing, aphrodisiac effect. Her body close to yours, you lying there, languid, as if in rising from sleep you had not, perhaps, fully regained your faculties and instead indulged in a drowsy, half-sleeping, aroused and now highly stimulating state. Her hands there between your legs now, her body moving off of yours, although the awareness of how tall she is by comparison, of the strength in her long, svelte limbs, the deftness of her hands, all of this awareness is still very present in your mind. You know she's there. You know she has a purpose, but so far, she's been reluctant to do anything other than stimulate and arouse by a combination of presence and selected deft action, something of her great experience, her calculating guile, comes across to you. Yes, this is a graceful, wild creature, lured here by something, hungry for you, a hunger which, transmitted by meeting her eyes, has now taken up residence inside your body, spreading tendrils of lust through your system, exerting themselves, fueling the rigidness as if the muscle behind your cock were being pushed upward, as if the flesh connecting it to your balls, to your aching, wanton hips as well, were causing you to thrust upward a little, bringing it to prominence, nude and in the presence of her perfect, supple flesh. And that flesh, as she looks over at you, seems to glisten with sweat and, between her thighs, with arousal. But this is hastily brought out of your sight as she leans in quickly, face to face with you, eyes meeting yours. A long tongue darts out and slides over your lips, capturing a stray droplet of her milk that had been sitting at the corner of your mouth. She laps it, and then leans in to engage her tongue, just experimentally probing with the unnaturally long, serpentine muscle against your lips. And she says what perhaps had already been crossing your mind. Wait till you see what it can do to you. The smile is practically audible. And then perhaps you notice why you thought she was so predatory right from the get-go. Her eyes, with slitted cat-like pupils in yellow irises, staring at you, locked on you. And yes, there is hunger there, a primal hunger to fuel oneself, and a hunger to inspire in you a longing for her, just as surely some part of you wishes to know that that hunger is based on your faculties, that you have earned her stark and directed interest. One of her hands, the fingers of which are long, deft, able to grasp you so firmly and wrap entirely around your shaft, they move and do just that. Suddenly, one hand is lightly bouncing your balls across her palm, playfully, occasionally squeezing to lend emphasis to what she's trying to do. They almost feel fuller, more pent up as she does so, manipulating and kneading the flesh, sometimes darting two fingers behind those dangling, waiting repositories of your seed and pressing those fingers into the flesh behind them, emphasizing that she wants to massage and rub, and so she does. For the other hand, sometimes taps as if tapping out a message on the underside of your rigid shaft, playing there, rubbing any precum that oozes outward along the shaft to better lubricate and stroke and stimulate. Her eyes are locked on yours the entire time. There is no need for her to look. She knows what she's doing, She has experience enough to merely map out the shape of you, the feel of your length in her hand, exploring by tactile pressure and sudden, rubbing, stroking motions, one moment trailing her fingers gingerly from the base of shaft to the tip, the next moment encircling the entirety of your length in her palm and allowing her flesh to play over yours. Your sheer rigidness seems to overwhelm her with fervor, and she moves eagerly, attentively. She's enjoying it. The smile on her face is one of honest, almost childlike delight, with a sharp predator's hunger underneath. You take a moment to take in the scene, your body too wrapped up in the sensation to do anything but struggle feebly and allow your arousal to overtake you, horny, rigid, dripping, your mind as sexual as your cock is, wrapped up in this, in her, the warmth of her legs on either side of yours. As she sits, her tall body overarching you, her eyes finding yours now and then, but she has sat up more upright, allowing you to look down and see her ministrations, those long, gentle strokes followed by rough, harsh, pleasure-forcing maneuvers, her body there simply stroking you in a way that seems impossible. Her palm angling first one way and then the other, first just her fingertips in contact as if she were milking you, slowly, then her entire palm, enclosing you in a warm vice, squeezing from base to tip, as if she could milk more than merely your cum out of you if she tried long enough. Your thoughts, perhaps your soul, moving out into her hand. Following her physical directions, no need for words, no need for instructions. These actions are much louder indeed, their every repercussion echoing in your mind, shaping the way you feel, dyeing you the cerulean blue color of her interest, of her warm, huge, heaving breasts. By now, your whole body seems to move when she strokes, your thighs thrusting and clenching around her hand. She giggles, noting your eagerness, your thrusting toward her. You have by now worked out why I'm here. You drank my milk. And that, puts us both in a bit of a dilemma. You see, I'm here to feed. Which I think you'll agree is a fair bargain, because you're going to enjoy it too. You fed from me, and now I'll feed from you. I need your cum. And I want it too. That's part of the whole arrangement. Is that of my own will, or just part of the deal where you drank that? Well, I don't know. And I don't really care. She keeps up the stroking. Constant. Stimulating. Her fingers sometimes ceasing to stroke up and down, and merely moving it from side to side so that the muscles connected to your pleasure center can be tweaked and manipulated and made to sing, your sheer rigidness causing the connected organs inside of you to move a little when the shaft is pushed to its extremity right or left, and then allowed to spring up once more, impudently, tempting. She leans down, looking at you closely. But her voice is well announced and you can hear it clearly. So that's the deal. You'll drink, and you'll want to drink, and I'll keep coming back. And every time I come back, we'll have, this kind of fun. Now, sweetie, think of my tongue. She announces it at the same moment that her hand grips the base of your cock and strokes it one long, resonating stroke and then back down, exposing the head, leaning in, her hand below it, her tongue. First her hot breath across you, then her tongue. Just the tip of that serpentine, long, oh, wonderful muscle. Pressing in the tip of your cock. licking up the little droplets of pre-cum, and then swirling around the head, just the sensitive head. The shaft is still being stroked. She, careful to stop her thumb and forefinger below your head, so that every time she strokes upward, you begin to feel the tongue still just barely touching. And as the tongue encircles the head, it's as if she's created a seal, so that every time she strokes the flesh of your shaft upward, her stroking ceases right where the hot, wet, entangling mess of needy nerves, stimulated by her tongue, begins. Your back arches, your body presses toward her, attempting to get closer to that wellspring of pleasure which is invading. And curiously, you find yourself more aware of your surroundings. It is very easy to lift your body up, your arms strong beneath you, your senses spreading out, seeming to consume that entire place, your vision sharper, there, even in the darkness, seeing her astride you, her legs to either side, the clearly glistening pussy, her wetness and arousal obvious. Even though her head is down next to your cock, you can still see her body where it is nestled off to one side, her back curiously arched. She seems comfortable in that position, and her large breasts are out of the way of her suckling, because their sheer, perfect perkiness keeps them rigidly against her body and lower. An unnatural effect, perhaps only seen in demon kind, but here, all the more alluring for the droplets of milk that escape from them. Leaving you there, her tongue is entwining serpentine down your shaft, taking over the duty so recently fulfilled by her hands, one of which trails up to your stomach, so you can feel the slickness of your massaged pre-cum, the spittle from her suckling nestled on it, and then she digs her nails in a little. Her eyes seem to roll back, and she thrusts herself forward. The tongue returns to her mouth, but so does your cock. You see her cheeks suck in as an unholy vacuum surrounds your needy, rigid shaft. Every inch of it is now in a warm, hot, wet, massaging, impossible space. Her tongue licks along the base and seems to even prod at your balls insistently, the tip of it having worked its way in a spiral pattern from the tip of your cock downward. It coils like a playful snake, encircling you, and it pulls up and down, but more important is the soft wetness of her cheeks sucked in as they are. And above all, as you look between your legs and see her there, disheveled, pleasured, the smile still on her face, despite the O it is making around your cock, you can tell she's enjoying it and grinning, and her eyes are rolled back, those slit, cat-like pupils concealed inside her skull as pleasure seems to overtake her, too. You hear a faint, wet dripping and wonder how she can possibly be just so physically aroused, but she can. And then her head begins to bob. Ugh, grunting emerges from her, a faster-paced breath, to say nothing for what must be happening to your over-pleasured body. For your body arches, pushing up against her lips nestled at the root of your cock, your shaft pressing into her. Every muscle, every nerve ending, every fiber of your being focused between her lips, the inches of your shaft each being given a very special treatment by her long, encircling tongue, which slowly removes itself. But all this does is trade the pleasure of the stroking tongue for the constricting warmth of a grasping mouth, for her suckled cheeks and her apparent lack of a need to breathe. And her head bobs. Forward until her lips are at the root, back until her lips are just encircling the head, forward and back. That vigor from before still suffuses you, and you know that even if you came here, you would still have the energy to keep going, to keep allowing her to use your body to get her treasured sustenance, and you to get the pleasure of her mouth. sharing back and forth, and of course the pleasure of her perfect body, made to fuck and come and go over the edge. Yes, the ideal lover to test your very limits and fill you with otherwise unknowable stimulation, driving you past your limits, her mouth bobbing up and down, up and down. She's now placed one hand on each of your knees, parting your legs in order to relieve pressure. She clearly wants you to come, and she supports this, running her tongue, now disengaged from your length, along the underside of your cock, finding the back muscle and pressing on it at the base, and then rolling her long tongue up your entire shaft, as if trying to push waves of it out of you. Your thoughts, jumbled as they are, seem to be traveling out of your cock and into her with every long, exploratory suck, and she's paying attention. When she runs her tongue along the underside of your cock and you twitch in response, she learns just the right places to focus upon, letting you move upward, closer and closer to an edge. Of course, even if you were pushed over the edge, she'd still keep going, stimulating your overwrought senses, and just getting you ready for the next thing, the next time. Such vigor seems to have flooded you that the possibility of a next thing, a next activity from the svelte being who is built for sex and straddling your body does not fill one with dread, but rather with the anticipation of pleasure to come, a pleasure that will surely flood you once she does more than simply suckle. Oh, not that that isn't enough to bring you off, but her body promises so much more, and the dripping of her juices flowing down her thighs, visible when you muster the energy to peek there, promises much more. Slowly, she disengages, removing her tongue, leaving you hanging, wet, exposed to the air, your cock glistening in the dim light that you've managed to see through since you drank and allowed yourself to sit with her mouth lying there. Her body moves upward a little. Bringing her face just next to your cock, she places the tip of one long finger at the tip of your rigid head, and she pushes from one side to the other, almost playfully while licking her lips, her eyes once more focused, no longer overwrought with her own pleasure from a very fuckable throat, but now fixated on emphasizing the promise of what is to come. Astride you, a figure in the moonlight, imagining what this scene must look like from the outside, her curvaceous body perched now, sliding forward, her head down, staring wistfully at your length, rigid as it is, dripping with moisture, her mouth licking her lips, her eyes, slitted pupils seeming to glow in the dark. Her breasts, massive, resting to either side of your cock, and indeed, she arches her body, taut stomach between your legs, breasts resting to either side, and slowly, smiling all the while, she presses it in between her large, milky breasts, placing your cock in her cleavage and then pressing them closed on the other side. Sudden warmth invades you. The dim moonlight falls on her shining flesh. Her buttocks can be seen. You can look across the long curve of her back. But it's her chest that's drawing your eyes in, even as she licks her lips but refrains from touching them to you. The head pokes up above the massive breasts because she's squishing them down into your lap, letting the warmth encircle the base of you, and then slowly she lifts her own breasts, groaning at the nearby heat of your cock, the shaft stimulating her within, the head poking out when she pushes downward, and being buried within them when she moves them up. Milk is dripping between her fingers as she places one hand on the front of each breast and presses them together. The pressure is something, but then she backs up a little, placing just the nipples to either side. You can feel their long, pert perfection, unnaturally so, milk dripping from the teats as they encircle your shaft, her rubbing the tips of her breasts around it only. They're certainly long enough to still warmly stimulate you that way, but this also has the side effect of her milk flowing, that same revitalizing substance that was drank earlier, that had flowed into your body with that unnatural vigor. Throb, throb, throb. A practically aphrodisiac sensation, a sense in the back of your mind that you will shortly lose your reason and become little more than an entity given to lust, at least for now. She once more encapsulates your warm length, resting her heavy breasts on your balls, on your lap, to either side of your upright member, letting you feel every inch of them, the soft giving flesh, enclosing you from so nearby, her body against you. She has shifted now, rather than lie between your legs, to lie atop one. And you know that the memory will return of this situation, of her perched on you, the warmth of her flesh, her crotch nestled just below your knee, her mouth and breasts busily at work, her tall frame coiled around you, comfortable. Even though she's clearly excited, you fancy maybe you can see her breath, warmer, for she is warmer than the surrounding air, warmer than any flesh and blood thing ought to be, but it is a pleasing warmth, arousing, as if the thoughts of pleasure and sex and needy aching fucking were flowing from her to you, and will be retained when you think of her, as if every memory of her, that blue flesh, that stare, those breasts, everything that is being impressed upon you, were flavored with thoughts of sex and lust and arousal and need, so that to think of her is to mentally invite those very feelings, to make yourself rigid and aching. And in the future, when thoughts of her come back to you, the sensations will come back too. Your eyes are fixed now, your body, upper body, raised slightly so you can look, your mouth perhaps hanging half open, or maybe you just feel like you need to get more air into your lungs to cope with the gasping quickening of breath, the anticipatory thrusting of your hips, trying to speed the procedure. Up and down, her milk flowing over your cock. Every now and then she points her nipples upward, twisting them slightly and allowing her milk to flow between them, using it as a lubricant which has the not-too-subtle effect of also arousing intently, leaving you perhaps gasping, feeling harder than you've ever been. Pushing against her, allowing her sweated, milk-dappled flesh and your dripping pre-cum to mingle and remind you, as if the pressure of her massive breasts lying across your lap hadn't already, that you are encircled by her, that her every movement sends sparks of pleasure, your buttocks clenching, your body arching, your mind encapsulated in that sweet prison of wonderful flesh. There is little you can do save enjoy. As she moves, she's panting, and again you fancy you can see breath misting from her mouth, as if the breath she were taking in were being rendered too hot, too sumptuous for the air around her. And she leans in that same hot breath on the head of your cock, licking her own milk off of it, and then capturing it anew. Again, the stimulation on your shaft and on the head are different. Your balls are being played with one hand. The other has vanished downward between her own legs, and the faint, slick smacking of her thrusting several fingers between her hot lips is audible throughout the clearing. Her mouth captures your head, and her breasts capture the shaft. She presses them down so that the bulging flesh at the top will not be lost beneath her own wonderfully warm assets. She squeezes you up and down, her breasts creating a delicious friction. It's not quite enough, though, and your mind is full of the sound, the smacking of her tormenting herself. Just as you are being tormented. Clearly she's on edge, and the rigidity of her nipples only grows, little bumps visible on her areolae, whether goosebumps from the coolness of the air, or some further sign of her stimulation is unknowable. And then slowly, she slides back, leaving you milk-dappled, and just placing one hand on your chest to hold you where you are, allows you to sit there for a moment. She licks her lips, having withdrawn them with an audible pop from the tip of your dick, letting you lie there. All of you shuddering with need. Your cock is standing rigidly upright, pointing straight into the air. Her milk seems to be soaking into you quicker than it should, and there's no trace of it except the buzz in the back of your head, the empty hunger that demands more, the quickening and desire in your nerves, the need to be touched, and indeed, when she moves her hand in a slow circle on your chest, you become aware not only of the vitality in you, and of its source, but that the sensitivity there is enough that you're gasping and arching and shuddering, your legs kicking involuntarily with pleasure, and then left lying there, catching your breath when she removes her hand, no longer stimulating. She has something else in mind. She moves forward, bringing her dripping snatch into the light, into your view. She towers over you, so much so that with her on her knees, her cunt is still higher up than your cock can reach. So when she moves against you, lowering her hips and rolling them forward to brush her soaking, parted lips against the side of your cock, it is a very nimble, agile, and captivating maneuver, leaving wet, trailing warmth as if she were kissing you with her lower lips, threatening to capture but not doing so. And though you may desperately thrust your own hips trying to enter her, the effort would be quite useless, for she can nimbly withdraw her pussy, leaving it visible. You can see her clitoris, swollen, the hood parted, dripping juices seeming to originate from there. The wetness of her parted lips, in her color, a blue hue, but still beautiful to behold. Her snatch descends toward the tip of your cock. You can see pre-cum dripping lewdly down your shaft, a long trail that pools at your balls, barely distinguishable between all she has done, but still, to you who can feel it slowly oozing out with anticipation, it is everything. And she brings her pussy into view. She brings her fingers down and parts it, so you can see the tunnel inside, the flesh that will surround you. For by now you know it is an inevitability you would lack the will to avoid. Who would want to? Your body's so excited with the raw, fumbling wonder at her body that you need to be inside. And then you see the muscles inside move strangely, as if she were coming and contractions were happening, with the way her lower body is arched, curved toward you, pressing against the side of you. You can see the muscles on her inner thighs clenching and her pussy seeming to close up. She winks suggestively. Ready? No, you're not. She answers for you. And it's at that moment, a sudden dropping warmth, your cock captured. A loud squelch as she seats herself on you, letting gravity do most of the work and her pussy simply gobble you up. It starts from the head like a warm bath that only surrounds your cock, although bits of the heat do radiate, covering your balls, your inner thighs, as if she were breathing you in. And her body clenches you tight, because her hands grab the back of your head, pulling you upward and pushing a nipple into your mouth. Curiously, no milk comes out, but it's very suckable, and in doing so, your mind seems to blank more, opening a void at the core of you, into which more and more pleasure can flow, and therefore, there will always be room for more, which is good, because she's just inserted you, right down to the base. Her inside is warm and wet, but none too unusual, until it starts. Suddenly, like a silken vice squeezing you, the sides of your cock pressed inward as much as they will go when it is so engorged, and then she begins to ride, wreathing her hips and rolling them forward and back. And then, curiously, she becomes completely still, but you feel her insides still moving. Without moving her body, her pussy is capable of independently licking around you, like tongues capturing your cock, exploring the ridge under the head, running along your balls at the entrance, her juices flowing, wreathing, frothing, receding, covering you in a warm, bathing sensation of pleasure, and you find yourself suddenly at the edge. Her cunt rolling around you, moving impossibly. You hear her voice as if through a fog. You look like you aren't even going to last. I just put you in. No, no, we can't have that. And then her milk begins to flow. You drink it, feeling that same vigor from before, and yet curiously feeling the heaviness of relaxation about your body. And a strange receding. As if something that you had been approaching is now further away. The feeling of tenseness, of mounting a slope you're about to go over, fades from your cock, leaving it simply overly pleasured, but no longer upon the brink of coming. Instead, she can now move without you being pushed over the edge, and she does, allowing more milk to flow in your throat. Warm. What had seemed almost flavorless when you first drank the potion is now the best taste in the world to someone being pleasured by the owner of that massive breast. It's all you can see, but there are other types of awareness. Your hands move to her hips and she laughs. Precocious, aren't we? But she lets you. Lets you pull her cunt down, and you instantly almost regret it because inside, suddenly, her pussy takes on the shape of your cock. There is no space that is not occupied by warm, lapping moisture, by squeezing, twisting muscles that know exactly what to do. Your hands are still gripping her hips, but it is you who is being taken for the ride, not her who is being thrust harder. Indeed, as she lifts and moves her hips, she suddenly pulls away. You seem like you were going to come even with my milk. I'm going to have to do something. And she removes most of your shaft, leaving it out in the open air. And inside, her cunt wraps around the head of your cock, a seal that is massaging it, and then a feeling of suction, as if some vacuum were sucking things out of you. But nothing's coming out as yet, because it's your mind becoming blank. Your eyes, maybe they close. Or maybe vision is simply impossible with this much pleasure, and that breast still pumping into your mouth. The urge to come, which had been making a return, fades slowly, but is replaced by something else, an insistent throbbing. You clench your buttocks, but that does little to remove, and everything to enhance the procedure. Her body perfectly poised to leave only the tip of your length inside of her. She squeezes and suckles, letting the sensations fill her up as they fill you. She's clearly enjoying it because her juices are still dripping down onto your balls, down along your shaft where it's held at an angle, but she's just keeping that part in. No, no, I need to get as much out of you as I can. And her nipple still pumps into your mouth. In fact, your balls seem to be getting larger. It seemed to happen back when she stopped as well, now that you really think about it. There's a heaviness, a kind of denseness and an ache, and she just milks the head again and again. the inside of her pulling, as if it were a machine made to force pleasure into you, her perfect musculature impossible, beyond human standards, so soft and yet so insistent. And then with one movement she plunges again, thrusting her hips against you. Oh, and you feel yourself rolling through a sea of different textures, her squeezing, milking, twisting motion inside, impossible for how little movement she is using. And you feel yourself approach the edge. And then she switches breasts, popping one nipple out and sliding the other to your lips, pushing the nipple inside. Yes, good. Drink, and her milk flows. And you drink, thinking you must reach fullness soon. And yet it's always far enough away that you can keep going. Once more, the feeling of needing to come slacks off, and your cock is left still rigid, still being milked and worked, and nowhere near the limit. You see, I want to get as much as possible for when I feed, she explains. Then, but I think that's enough. And she slides you home, rooting your length in her pussy. The shaft is tormenting her cunt, and she's loving every second. Her mouth hangs open, tongue hanging out. Maybe you wonder if your expression's like that. Her eyes are once more rolled back, and now she begins long, impossible thrusts, pushing your cock downward so that it's pointed toward your toes. She places her hands, one on each knee, and pulls her nipple away from your mouth. She lays back, and you can see all of her. Her perfection and grace, and most importantly, the dripping joinder where you enter her grasping lips. Her breasts massive, pressed high on her chest by their pert and unnatural gravity, milk trailing down the sides of them, gravity taking hold over that, sending it running on to the ground, where surely lush life will grow, because the mere exposure to it has left you aroused and on edge, and after being delayed so long, nonetheless full of vigor. And your balls have grown so swollen with her stimulation as you drank the milk, becoming larger, more virile. And with every thrust you can feel the swelling, waiting ocean of cum ready to flow into her body, ready to mark you into her. She grins down at you, panting, "Good job, now, ready?" And plunges you. Her hips cease their moving, their frenetic squirming from side to side, and they pause with you rooted in her cunt. Her juices are smacking, an unnatural suckling coming from the base, and then a hellish pleasure, a prison that forces its way into your mind. Throb, throb. It begins with a feeling of being stroked, from the base to the tip in one long motion. But following each of these motions, a tongue licks up either side, roughness forcing thoughts into your mind of yes, yes, more. The mounting hill cannot be avoided this time. For one thing, her breasts are too far from your face. For another, the sensation is too potent. Then, as if a ring of fingers around the base of your cock or pushing your cum upward, you feel it welling. You feel the illusory sensation that it's just behind the tip. So much has welled within you that the moment you spurt, you know little of when you're going to stop. Your hips are permanently pressing upward toward her. Your body arches, trying to get closer to the source of so much pleasure, and she just squirms her hips once. Twice, a third time, then she becomes completely still, her mouth hanging open. No sound escapes, her eyes are rolled back. Oh. And then a small, strangled sound, as if she were unable to comprehend what's happening. And her pussy gushes, and your cock is captured in that warm river of need. Her juices so evident, sticking to you, your body thrusting upward, trying to meet her hips, but knowing you're powerless before that wreathing, impossible, wanton pussy, a box that has trapped your cock, and her pressing into you milks it more, once more as if fingers were moving from base to tip, and then the licking, followed by her pussy seeming to twist left and right within, the muscles all wanting a taste. And it clamps down. Your balls feel like they're opening, emptying. Your back arches. Vision goes white, and she lets a word escape her lips, seeming to have regained her senses. Come. And from the one you've just drank from, it would be very impolite not to comply, letting your body arch and your head go white, your ears seeming to pop, your buttocks clenched, and your cock just pushing, trying to begin the spurts as deep inside as possible. One, and then another, a strange force coming out of you, her groaning and pushing into you, riding you, her hips almost vibrating with her desire to stir you inside her. To invite you deeper, further into her, and let everything just be there, just be in the moment. Spurt. Spurt, you feel the warmth of your cum pooling around your cock, and the force pushing you back and out of her, but greedily her cunt wraps around you. That wanton, hungry pussy trying to pull you back in. Between her legs is a constant roaring heat that is holding you there. And only eventually when your cum has been exhausted, spurt, spurt, will she let you go. Your balls seeming to clench against your body with the tension of jet after jet of your seed, filling her, pooling in her, dripping out. Oh. Eventually the tension relaxes. She slides backward off of you, lying on the ground. But in your mind, again and again, the image of her atop you repeats. She's businesslike at this point, standing, though on shaky legs, leaving you lying on the ground. You hear a clinking sound as she reaches into a satchel you had disregarded before, and pulls out several glass vials. Into each, she slowly, moaning all the while, milks her breasts. Leaving them stoppered by your side. I know you'll want me again. And every time you drink, I'll come. Don't worry. And so will you. She licks her lips as if she could taste something. Very good quality. Yes, I'll come. And she leaves not just one, but all three bottles by your side, clinking together. And as she walks away slowly into the night, she pauses, giving a fanged grin, her pupils, cat-like and slit, locked on you, her blue skin vanishing, and you watching it out of sight. And as your mind returns to the image of her body, even as your cock slowly begins its descent, and the influence of her milk works out of your system, you lie there regaining your breath. And the sweated image of her atop you, pussy grasping, the warm feel, the tightness of her breasts, the exploration of her tongue across your form, and overall her definite hunger and interest, the little pact of feeding. It all recurs to you. And when you think of those things again, when your mind explores back to them, you may find yourself yearning to return. And when you return, it may have even slipped out of your mind just what that potion in your chest does. Yes, you could tell yourself that you had let it slip your mind and that you really better find out what this does. After all, that merchant could have ripped you off. Well, he certainly won't be getting any more of your money. You look reflectively at the three vials next to you, wondering when the next time will be. No matter when it is, the air is still. Your body is allowed to recline. Washing up can wait until later. Now, with periodic pulses of pleasure invading your body from your recent thrusting, coming, or need, you can allow yourself to relax and enjoy them. Just as you'll enjoy the memories and the arousal sure to come with. But such things can wait. Until morning, when you wake.